Do something new. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord. Say amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. This is a day you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. We are already rejoicing in you. Father, have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service. Lord, that you've ordained for today will not pass us by. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do something new. Something wonderful. Something beautiful in our lives. In the lives of our children. And children's children. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your host of angels that are here. You are here too. Father, we thank you. Bless us together today. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Let's be seated. I have a new message for you. It's old message, but it's new. Hallelujah. It's not a popular message. I want to talk about fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Let us clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I remember it's almost 2 years ago when I gave a preaching or teaching on air. If you want to have power with God, do three things. Alms deed, fasting, and prayer. Remember? That was Brother Peter's birthday and Sister Christy. We're celebrating that birthday that particular week. I still remember, but I'm not going to go in that trend. Today, I want to share something that will stir you up because the time is short. Jesus is coming very soon. The title of my message is Change Will Come If You Fast and Pray. Say amen. Amen. I will show you an example. Remember Esther, when the news came to her, why her uncle was behaving the way he was behaving, wearing sackcloth, standing or sitting in the open place. The messenger went to the uncle, "You are disgracing me, I'm the queen. Why are you doing this? Why not?" Then he now told her in detail what they planned, how they planned to kill all the Jews. He said, "You will not be left alone, even if you are in the palace." You know, she took a risk. And he said, "Tell the Jews to fast and pray for me 3 days. And myself and my servants, they will fast and pray 3 days. Then I will take that step." She took that risk. It was forbidden against the law of the land. That if you go to that place, that position, when the king did not invite you, the reward is death, unless he stretches the scepter. And after the fasting and praying, she took the risk and went down there. When the king saw her, he stretched for the scepter. And what is the issue? And she narrated everything. And the Lord reversed everything. Because some people prayed. Some people fasted. I need to say this. Fasting is not starving. When you fast television, that is not fasting. Say, "I don't want to watch television, I'm fast. I want to fast for not watching television." But what I'm trying, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Now, it's not good to even be watching television while you are fasting. Amen? Now, in Africa, we go to the mountain, we go to different places to seek the face of God. Why is it not done here? Supposed to be done. And my wife told me how they went to, a Willy Women group of them went to Prescott. They said that place is cool where they rented for them to seek the face of God. We can do that. I remember I did it with a brother some years ago. Went to Sedona and stayed in a hotel to seek the face of the Lord. It is something very, very important. I want you to check the life of Esther. Reading Esther chapter 1. No, I'm sorry, chapter 4, verse 1 to 16. Just examine what happened there. She now made a remark. He said, if I perish, I perish. Did she perish? No. She took a step of faith. If you come seeking the face of God, the Lord will pay attention to you. He is the King of Kings. He will answer. He will send his angels to continue to minister, to turn things around for you. No matter how hard, how difficult the situation may be, when you seek the face of God in praying and fasting, the Lord will hearken unto you. I need to tell you, fasting will not change God. You cannot bribe God with fasting. But when you fast, you humble your flesh. And your spirit will arise inside of you. Your faith will be stronger to really pray according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that is about Esther. What about Daniel? Daniel read in the book of Jeremiah something that will happen to the Jews while they are in the Babylon. And 70 years was determined. And time was drawing near. Decided to seek the face of God in praying and fasting. He fasted 21 days, partial fasting, just eating light food, seeking the face of God. He continued for 21 days, not knowing, right from the first day, he made up his mind to seek the face of God. God sent forth an angel, Gabriel. It couldn't come true. Because the prince of Persia withstood him until Michael came and paved the way for him and brought the message. So when you are seeking the face of God, don't give up. Stay firm. Stay focused. And keep praying in line with the promise or the scripture you discover in the Bible. God will honor your faith. Hallelujah. No matter how hard it may be, God will honor your faith. Amen. Remember Moses. The Lord has already determined Moses will lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Here is someone who fled for his life. God is sending him back. He was in the school of God in the wilderness. God taught him a lot of things in the wilderness. That is, the school of God is the best school. Not the one they go to nowadays. They twist people's brain. And they, when they come out, they start arguing. They start debating the word of God. Why did God allow these things? Why God did that? Listen to Ravi Zacharias. Have you ever listened to him before? If your children are challenging you with some scriptures, ask him to listen to Ravi Zacharias. He knows how to talk to intellectuals. It will help you to come back to the path of God. Amen. So Moses was there. Exodus 24. You can read that one on your own. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. You may say, well, that was supernatural. Because God's grace was upon him. Do you know God will give you grace to do it too? Yeah, he will give you grace. You'll find yourself seeking the face of God. Now, how do we fast? It's total abstention from food, soluble or liquid. Because some people can fast and start and continue to drink that coffee. That is no, no, no. If you are drinking coffee, you are fasting, it will give you headache. Caffeine will start doing some work there. Please, don't do that. Coffee is not a good chemistry for your body. Although I drink coffee, but when I drink coffee, I start going to the bathroom often, urinating. My skin will start getting old like old man. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I'm not saying it's a sin to drink coffee. That is not what I'm saying. I still drink coffee if I want to drink, just to stay awake. Because at times, the body wants to sleep when you need to walk. Okay. But if you want to go on a long fast, try and avoid taking coffee. Because when you go further, beyond 7 days, your head will be splitting. Headache will come. Now, how many days can we fast? Most cases, people do one just a day, some 3 days. When you fast, only drink water. Let me digress a little. I went to a church. In the morning, the Lord gave me a message in a trance. I just saw it. It's a divine health. So I just preach on divine health. Let me mention something about that one. Coca-Cola is not good for you. Amen? You can be fasting and drinking Coca-Cola. That is chemical you are taking in. If you want to carry out a chemistry work, take the bone of your chicken, put it in the glass, pour Coca-Cola inside. Go there the second day or the third day. It's just a thread you will see. That is what happens to your body when you take Coke. Do you know they put a gallon of this highway patrol? They put it in the trunk where there's accident on the highway and there's blood. They pour Coca-Cola just to eat it up. But that is what you drink. Remember, when God created man, there was no Coca-Cola in the Garden of Eden. Was there any Coca-Cola? What about Dr. Pepper? What about Pepsi? They were not there. People manufacture all these things to get money from you. Hallelujah. But I'm not saying it's a sin to drink Coca-Cola, but it's not good for your health. It will, when you take it when you are young, a time will come, you see they start appearing, showing up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you still with me? You can fast 3 days, just drinking only water. And be praying. Take a scripture. Scripture that is in line with what you are asking for. That will make God quicker to answer you. If you are just praying randomly, you are wasting your time. Look for a scripture that promises what you are requesting for. And stand on that. And God will honor your faith. Amen. Because it is out of place for you to be start asking God to give you somebody's wife. That is not in line with the Bible. No, God doesn't believe in divorce. You look for somebody else. Don't pray for somebody else's wife. Amen? Are you still here? People are so quiet. Are you still here? Praise the Lord. Amen. I can do 3 days drinking water. 7 days, drinking water. 10 days, drinking water. 14 days, drinking water. 21 days, drinking water. What for? I want to be like Jesus. I want to be useful in his kingdom and effective for him. Because when you fast, the things of the flesh will not be meaningful to you. Because all these things will pass away. Over there is forever. Hallelujah. God has called us to shine at the stars of the firmament forever and ever. But when we come to America, we compromise. We pipe low. This is America. No. America need to believe the Bible. If you are in America, believe the Bible. Practice the Bible. Amen. It was the Bible that made America great. Hallelujah. God brought us as missionaries to this country to evangelize the land. Amen? Amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Because people use America as an example. The Bible is your example, ultimate example. Jesus Christ is one. Not America. Not Europe. Hallelujah. Okay, let me give you another example. Remember Nineveh. Jonah was sent to preach to them. He said, no, I know God is merciful. You will forgive them. I'm not going. He decided to take a journey to somewhere else. And God will lead him in the high sea. And he dumped him inside the water. And he had a special transport. There was a fish waiting for him to swallow him. Submarine. God's submarine took him to where he's supposed to preach. He repented in the waste belly. And after he finished that, he vomited him on the shore. Right from there, he started preaching. Do you know, Nineveh fasted. The animals, they fasted. The king fasted. And God brought revival to that place. God has not changed. The same God yesterday, today, and forever. There's no shortcut to the revival we are expecting. Hallelujah. I remember late A.A. Allen. He saw what God was doing in the lives of some people and decided to seek the face of God in prayer and fasting. 7 days and locked himself in the closet. At the end, the fire of God came upon him. That man became a wild man. No disease would stand before that man. But I don't want to go to the negative side. But I know he is over there. But what I want to share with you is about how that God, that man saw the face of God and God honored him. The same thing we've heard of Ned Frisbee. For 6 weeks, just drinking water. And he almost be like a skeleton, just seeking the face of God. And God used him mightily. California especially. They saw a lot of things that God did through his life. The Lord wants to do it again. I was so hungry. I wanted to do it like Jesus Christ. Remember, let's read the scripture about Jesus Christ. This is Matthew chapter 4. He started his ministry. He said he was led to the wilderness to fast, to be tempted of the devil. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. He said, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. I need to say some things about this. When you are going on a long fast, you're going to struggle with the flesh. The first 3 days is a struggle. When you get to the 10th day, you become like a natural person. You have strength. You feel like you are already in the realm of the dimension of God. Heaven is already present. No hunger, no tiredness. But before we get to 10, it's a struggle. The devil will come and tempt you. At times you smell. I think it's time for me to break this fast. No. You've been eating food all this year. What have you done with it? Hallelujah. That one you will miss now is what will make you not to don't survive. Do you know when you fast, you will not die? No, you will not die. Me, as you see me now, I think I'm 175. I went on a fast one time. I wanted to go for 40 days. The natural hunger came on the 36th day. My stomach was foaming. If you don't break your fast that time, it's dangerous. You have to break it. And I was praying. I said, Lord, no, I want to clock 40 days. Do you know what he said? He said, whom are you competing with? You don't have to compete with anybody or Jesus Christ. It's his grace. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm sharing this with you because revival is coming. Hallelujah. When the revival falls, you will not be thinking of food, a coffee machine over there. There are some donuts. No, nothing like that. You want to see God move, and you will be smelling God's presence. Hallelujah. One day I sat down there. I started smelling pineapple. I asked my daughter, do you smell that? He said, no. See, there's a dimension God will take you to. You will smell, you discern. You smell fire. That is the spirit of prayer, intersection. When you pray, you think the house is burning. No, it's not burning. God has opened heaven, and a lot of things are happening in your body and in the atmosphere. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. You can imagine? Jesus Christ, who created everything, both visible and invisible, how come he decided to fast? There was no need for him to fast. He's God, but he fasted. And he entered into the ministry. His ministry was wonderful. Nobody can match his ministry to today. But the word he has called us to is a continuation of Jesus Christ's ministry. It's a continuation of Jesus Christ's ministry. We are the branches from that Jesus Christ. Just listen to his instructions. Just follow it, and you will prosper. You will excel. Now, I get angry nowadays because of things that are happening in the world. Like in Nigeria, I even received a WhatsApp from my sister Chinyere yesterday. That is Brother Kefa's wife. How some pastors are conniving with the president of Nigeria. They are getting salary from him. No, God is a consuming fire. Where judgment of God will start, nobody can stand. Hallelujah. Let me not go too far. There was a church I was working with called River of Living Water of the Valley. We were using the place over there on Palm Lane on 44th Street before Mada. There was a building there. We rented it from a company. Then the owner, Morgan, was terrorizing the pastor. When there's a delay, he was harassing them, be increasing the interest. So the church decided to go through another company and bought the property. Do you know what that Morgan did? He went to buy that company that gave the church the money. And he came back again to the church. One day I was angry. I said, that man is going to die. Do you know what happened? Helicopter crash, he died. The man who was pushing down the wall, following the walls, died. That land is still there empty. I told Pastor Bob, I said, let's release the land so that they will sell it. He said, they've already done that. The land is still there. Don't mess with God. Our God is a consuming fire. When you provoke the children of God, when they cry unto God, God will hear and he will move. And when God starts moving, nobody can stop him. Hallelujah. Last Friday, Brother Peter shared some things with us for an IVG. Remember, Sennacherib from Syria came threatening the Israelites. What happened? When God stepped into the situation, because he was mocking God. And that is what Buhari is doing to Nigerians and to the Christian, the body of Christ. It's challenging God. Our God is a consuming fire. You cannot play with fire. Can anybody here play with fire? I know magicians can do that. But you can't really play with fire. God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I know of a brother in Canada. His name is Todd Bentley. When he go to Uganda, do you know what he does? He will challenge Muslims. He say, bring all your cripples. 10. If they are not walking, I'm a false prophet. He will start just like that without preaching anything. That is the open challenge. Do you know what happens? He will take one and the Lord will say, hit the leg on the podium. Pam, pam, pam. All of them will receive healing and start walking. Why won't you receive Jesus Christ when you see the signs and wonders? There was another one. He said that for 3 days, when they get to the time for the out for the crusade, you see the cloud, dark. Rain was about to fall. When it's like that, it's not good for your equipment. And it's open field. Is it witchcraft? Is it witchcraft? He will be asking that question. It happened 3 days. Now the fourth day, he said, people coming from everywhere. He said, what is happening? What is happening? He said, have you not heard? The witches and wizards, they said they are coming to see the white man who can make the breast grow. Because one woman had, her breast was amputated, was cut off because of cancer. She came to the crusade, she received brand new breast, and she was showing it to everybody. Witches and wizards, they came. So we want to see the white man that makes breast to grow. That is how they came. It was a big revival. Our God is alive. He has not changed. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. But I feel sad for the brother, Todd Bentley. There was a revival over Lake. Is it Lakewood, Florida? Whole world were coming. They were watching on the internet. There were signs and wonders. But something happened. I don't want to go to the negative side. Because God called him at the age of 24. He said, I saw Brother Abraham in a vision. He says, like black and white. He laid his hands upon me. You may not understand that one. So those of you who have listened to Abraham or read his book, you know what I'm talking about. It's a division. So he said, like black and white, it was as if it was a crusade. And things started happening in his life. When we seek the face of the Lord, you are preparing yourself for that great harvest. Amen? People are quiet now. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Let me try bring this to a close. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings. A question I'm asking the Lord, I've not received the answer yet. Why 40 days and 40 nights for Elijah? Then he was taken in translation. Go and read your Bible. That's in chapter 19, I'm sorry. Verse 1 to 5. I'll just highlight some verses here. 1 Kings. This is what happened here. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, with all how he had slain all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. When he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba. We belonged to Judea and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." Verse 5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." This is interesting. And he looked, behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and lay him down again. Praise the Lord. Now, Elijah was a man like us, according to the book of James. Born of a woman just like us. That man who called down fire, he wanted God to consume the sacrifice. He was pouring water on it. But when he came to this little woman and threat, so he ran for his dear life. But what happened? While he was under that depression, the Lord sent an angel. The angel baked the cake for him, brought the water. "Rise, eat." The second time, "Rise, eat. You are going in the strength of this for 40 days and 40 nights. That is what happened. And to anoint some kings, Jehu, and so on and so forth, he did that. At the end of it, he was taken to heaven. Praise the Lord. And some people will say, why do we have to fast? Remember what Jesus Christ said, when the bridegroom is taken away, in those days, they will fast. Are we living in those days? Brethren, are we living in those days? So do we need to fast? I know, remember what the Bible says about Sodom and Gomorrah. There's a lot of food, pleasure, and that is Sodom and Gomorrah now. You are of heaven. You are bound for the promised land. Don't look to your right. Don't look to your left. Remember, say, remember Lot's wife. That is a short sentence. What will God remember you for? That is not a good testimony for Lot's wife. Seek the face of God in prayer and fasting, for the time is short. Thank God. God is turning things around for us. Nigeria will not go for Islam. Nigeria has been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. That place is for revival. The Lord will use that and take the gospel to different parts of the world. Do you know they are already doing it? Sunday Adelaja went to Europe. The largest church in Europe is in Ukraine. And others like that, some are in Germany. The Lord is already doing it. But the fire is going to intensify. Brethren, we need to pray. Not kwekwe prayer. Because at times when we come to church, one person will just be leading prayer. The rest will just keep quiet. No, it's not so. We need to open our mouth and pray. I need to say this one too. Some people will come with a request, an unspoken request. That's why it will not be answered, because it's unspoken. If you don't want people to hear, tell it to the pastor and pray a prayer of faith with you, agreement. Praise the Lord. You may not like what I've said. I heard it from Brother Shambach. He said, "You know why it's not answered? Because it's unspoken." Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, when you go on a long fast, you don't rush into food, you have to break it gradually. or else you will hate yourself. You can't go on 7 days fast and conclude with padayam. You are calling for trouble. Not even with burger. No. Use juice. Light vegetable. Be drinking it. And until you, when you are breaking your fast, that is when you enjoy the reward of fasting. Do you know when you fast, your health will break forth speedily? That's what the Bible says. It said, the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Hallelujah. Your countenance will be radiating with God's glory. People who fast, they add 5 years to their lives. Too much food is not good for us. You still like me? Hallelujah. In those days, when we call for a camp meeting, it's fasting. Not bring your fork and knife. We want to fast and pray. I remember now, I've already concluded. We are going to pray. There was a period the Lord asked us to fast. Well, our sisters are here. Sister Chrissy is here. You are there. And my wife is here. Iwiori Primary School. We're doing 7 days fasting. We trek from the house to Iwiori. We pray. After then, glory of God started coming down. You photograph them. We saw them in some sermon books here in America. Because we're mailing it to the man of God. Fasting is good for you. Say it. Fasting is good for me. Amen. I know of a sister, Sister Teresa. The lecturer was troubling her because she's so beautiful. Lecturer is married and he wants to sleep with a married woman too because she's a student in your class. The lady did not like it at all. Started crying to the Lord, calling the name of the lecturer. I'm crying, praying. One day the lecturer came and said, "Who is Teresa? What do you want from me?" That was the end. No trouble her again. God will answer you. God will turn things around for you. Bygone the day of religion. This reality. The word of God may manifest in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand. Glory, glory, glory to the heads to rock. Glory, glory, glory to the heads to rock. Dominion and majesty to his holy name. Dominion and majesty to his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the heads to rock. Glory, glory, glory to the heads to rock. Dominion and majesty to his holy name. Dominion and majesty to his holy name. Amen. We're going to pray now. I want you to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. Give me the grace to be a Christian who can fast and pray. You need the grace. Father, deliver us from what we've learned from the word. They say break fast when there was no fast in the night. We did not fast. We ate nice meal before we went to bed. When we wake up, they say you are breaking fast. There was no fast. Father, help us to obey how you are leading us to use the body. Bless my brothers and sisters. Let your hand be upon them. Let your grace be great upon their lives. Lord, help them, Lord, to be overcomers, that nothing of this world will stop them from pursuing you, to press into the mark of a high calling until they are like you. Lord, give them no rest by day and by night. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, if you have offering you can give your best to the Lord. Hallelujah. And when the Lord leads you to give alms, give arm to somebody on the street because the person may say, thank you. But remember, you are giving it to the Lord. The Lord will reward you openly. Amen. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loving the world that he gave all his son. Atonement for sin, an open gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the air hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus, the Son, and give me the glory. Great things he has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let it hear.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people.
You pay. Command it to die right from the source in the name of Jesus. Body be healed in the name of Jesus. I want you to bear down, bend down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus, the Son. I gave it the glory, great things it has done.